there. Your heli pipe, your clouds, your light, to breathe a smoke screen. Down the pipe, check into life, drowning in your pipe dream, pipe dream. Pipe dream. Pipe dream. Pipe dream. So many people
Denise Vasquez and her song Pipe Dream, which is on her album Frame of Mind. I'm telling you, that was really cool. She's got a lot of other cool songs. That was just one of my favorites on that album. By the way, this is Andrew Fetter, as you probably already know, from When Pigs Fly. And just to let you know, you can get her album directly from www.cdbaby.com/Denise, DENISEV3. Or you can always visit her if you have MySpace. There's a link that goes directly to that site to buy her album, which is MySpace Denise, DENISEVASQUEZ. I'm telling you, she's outrageous, and right now she's on tour going through Europe. Can't wait till when she comes back. Anyway, I have a whole lot of announcements to start out. First, I want to thank BBS Radio and Don for having me for producing my show here. Yes, and I'm coming here from the hot armpit of Las Vegas, Nevada. I guess it's not such an armpit, since some places out in the United States is gotten really humid, so they call it here dry heat. Oh, it's only dry heat, but it's only 106, 107, 108. Anyway, I do have a couple things I want to mention. Oh, by the way, for those who I related to about my past shows, and July 1st, I had a really great healing session utilizing Reiki and crystals and the reason I'm telling you about this is because I normally, the last time I've ever done allowing anybody within my field to do any healings was my master Janae St. Clair, and that was back in the she passed away back in 95, and that's, if you're hearing from me, I'm telling you, this person's son is extraordinary as far as her healing abilities, as far as her knowledge, and as far as her expertise. And you'll have an unbelievable session. If you need to, if you know anything about Reiki, you can also, I'll tell you her site as far as MySpace, explain it. You can look it up on Google it, what that is. And but she also utilizes, besides Reiki methods, utilizing crystals and just her own essence. She has a natural ability to heal. And I'm telling you, it's a great thing to do. Whether you need, you feel like out of place, not grounded, you know, shift that helps to, get your chakras spinning. If you know what chakras are, check those out. But that's basically helps them speed along clockwise and get in a higher vibration for yourself overall and healing. And I can go on and on. But you, if you have MySpace, you can go check her. If you want to connect with her, there's a it's MySpace/Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, with Sun. And there's right there, there's connect, some contact information to contact her. If you don't have MySpace, you can always, I'll give you her phone number, and you just punch in your little fingers through the keypad and give her a ring. It's 702-401-4831. And her... if you want to, you can always email her. If you're outside the country, you know, outside Las Vegas, and you plan to come here and schedule an appointment coming into Vegas while you're gambling, and hey, you know what? Before you gamble, get a healing. It might help you win a little bit. No guarantee, but I'll tell you what, you'll feel a lot better if you lose. anyway, her email address is reiki_with_sun@yahoo.com. And just to tell you, it definitely it's a definitely a plus. And and any of you, I forgot to mention also, if I also have my space as well. So if you ever have any questions or comments, and you know, I also have a MySpace. Andrew Fetter, you know, it's MySpace/Andrew Fetter, AndrewFeder. If you have any questions on past shows, this show, any show, or just something you have a question, you can always, you know, send me a message, comment, whatever. And also, you can always check my website, www.andrewfetter.com, and it has my book as well as about me, and check about my book, explain, you know. It's called When the Angels Have Arisen. Call me, oh, you're the one with the book. Anyway, so I just want to let you know. And oh, I got a couple other things that, all kinds of announcements today. Damn, it's announcement day. Well, I have a new blog site, and courtesy of Lewis Martin had set that up for me. His site is, by the way, www.myufo.com. And now I have my own blog site, and I'll check it out at your leisure. It is Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W, .myufo.com. And I dedicate that, my blog site, to the late Kurt Vonnegut, who happens to be my favorite author. So I'll have a ring of satire in my blog, and I'll get into, in my blog, from politics, religion, spiritual life, same the stuff I pretty much talk about here, but in written form, and I hope you'll enjoy it. And just let everybody know, on August 4th, I will be having a book signing event over at the Psychic Eye Bookstore here in Las Vegas on the corner of Rainbow and Charleston. So if you're all out here on August 4th, or you're already here, you can come by, say hello, tell me what's up. It's at 6848 West Charleston. Hope you can be there, and I'll be there from about 1 o'clock to 5. Anyway, and I just let you all know, I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to be talking about right now is getting into fear. In the illusion of fear. And before I do and go off tangent again, just to let you remind you, I will get into on my next show. I was basically fluctuating what I was going to do, and I decided, okay, now I'm going to have to tell everybody about Kabbalah, the practical Kabbalah, and I'm going to do that in my next show. So you definitely want to hear that show, and that's going to be on my next show, which is on, I believe, August 3rd, 2 weeks from today, because it'll get into the real forms of Kabbalah. Some of the secrets that probably I feel like almost like Bruce Lee and not wanting to disclose all the real truth and secrets behind Kabbalistical approaches, methods, and ideologies and all that. You'll be surprised to it, and some of the stuff you might not be so surprised. But I will go pretty good into some aspects into it. So anyway, that's like my next show. And I will have two more guests. Actually, I was going to have a guest today, and it was postponed. And Carrie Dale was going to be on, and she was going to do astrology of some of the candidates for us. And there was a death in her family, and we want to give her condolences. And so we've moved her show back into September. And then I have on tentatively scheduled a show with Zandra Gravier, who is an author of Angel in Disguise, and it's a fascinating book. It deals with her passing of her daughter and her relationship since then, which is quite fascinating. Shows how we're all still connected, even after passing away and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to those. And also I want to thank, by the way, all of you who are listening. And if you missed any of the information, by the way, thanks to Don and folks at BBS Radio. Our archives are snapping like yesterday. I noticed last time they re-archived it. So if you need any of the information I had given to you regarding sun or getting healings, and I'll recap that later in the show again, or getting Denise's album and whatnot, or my whatever, you can just replay it. Anyway, fear. Now, before I get into, again, fear, sorry, I had to have a little sip of here, my elixir caffeine here from my favorite sort of Starbucks. God, I've been addicted to caffeine since the days of living in Israel and being in the IDF at that time. But we drink a lot of coffee over there, the Middle Easterners, all the Arabs and Jews. God, that was one thing they have in common. Oh, one of the many things. I love to drink their hard Turkish coffee, but they usually call it coffee butts, which is like mud coffee. Sort of funny. They pour the Turkish coffee in boiling water, and it's like mud, and you drink it. Nasty, but it's good. It wakes you right up. So I got sort of addicted to that. But anyway, guilt. Now, in my last show, 2 weeks ago, I taught with thoughts and the manifestations of thoughts and guilt. How, what's they related? There, it's a manifestation. And thoughts are your part of you. As I said, they're like imprints. When you create a thought and you're manifesting a thought, like I said in my show, it is that it's energy. It's you're creating a force of energy. And it's not really so much creating, it's actually your conversion of an energy. Because energy is never really gained or lost, it's just converted. Now I'm giving you in a quantum way, but that's basically really what it is. Now, those thoughts are always connected. And those thoughts are basically stamped upon you. In fact, they're stamped on your, they're imprinted on your basically your structure within your own spirit for the rest of your spiritual being, which is basically to the infinite, since your soul is basically infinite. So those thoughts and things that have happened, including experiences, are stamped upon you. And so you can and you will carry those from lifetime to lifetime. So what is fear? Is fear real, or is it just something you create? If you create it, sometimes you create your own illusions. It's like you are the magician. You know how a magician just can create an illusion, make you think you see something, but it really isn't? But that is that guy, excuse me, that is exactly what fear is. You have just created an illusion. Because fear is basically that. You're creating something that isn't real. Well, some people might go, well, wait a second. You know, I'm scared of going into water. That's real. I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of this kind of animal. Well, that was maybe to you in your own mind that you have put a belief behind that thing is real, but that not necessarily is real. It's more of an illusionary belief that it's real. It's just like the magic magician placing the magic trick of an illusion, and you believe that is real, but it's really an illusion. Because that fear that you was created was a manifestation, a thought. And now you go, wait a second, but I've always was scared of water. I was always scared that there might be things in water. I was always scared of heights. I was always scared of spiders. Or scared of all kinds of things. Well, a lot of that might have occurred because you carried in from another past life. Or lives. Because, like I said, it's imprinted. Actions in certain situations are they're basically imprinted on your matrix of your soul. Like I said, your thoughts always stay with you. So when you send something out or do something, they're always, always connected with you. They're always part of you, you know. So the way is to deal with those, which I will get into the latter part of my show, and how to deal with fears. Because we go, well, what am I going to do with the fear? I'm all so scared. Oh, boy. So now we know that fear is basically an illusion. It's a manifestation. You've created it. It's not really real. You know, there's a famous Kabbalistic rabbi, and I apologize if I don't remember his name, but it was famous. I'm trying to remember Goldwell. I even put it in my blog site, but I didn't put his name. But he had said a famous saying regarding the relationship of fear and how it's a facade. He used to say that, you know, now I'm thinking it might be Rambam that had said this. But anyway, it's said that our present life, this physical world, right, as we're speaking right now, this on Earth, is like a bridge, a very narrow bridge. And we're walking along it because this lifetime is actually just our path to our next spiritual being. We go from one spiritual side to a new spiritual side realm, and it just happens to be in this physical realm. We're walking along a narrow bridge. Yet, if you fall off the bridge, you don't go anywhere. You're still back on the bridge because you can't fall off the bridge. And it's narrow just to keep you on your path where you're destined to go. And of course, you can always choose each place where you go to on your path along the bridge, because that takes to another little, but it's always a narrow bridge, and you always end up to your destined area. So the ultimate idea behind that is there's nothing to fear about. So when another issue I would take up, when somebody says, oh God, you have to believe, have a God fearing God, think of where that's coming from. Because I will tell you one thing. I mentioned in my past shows about walking toward the light, walking toward the dark, and what certain things are done. And by the way, I do relate this into my book, When the Angels Have Risen, about the issue of two basically things that are utilized, but people or entities that are walking toward the dark. And one of them is, of course, guilt. They'll make you feel guilty about things. And the other one is actually utilizing fear. And you'll notice this idea of fear being utilized in religion, in organized religion, and yet it's an illusion. It's a trick. It's a magic trick to get your thinking in the fair way to control you, because it is it's a control, and control is also an illusion, to make you feel like, well, if you don't believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, then you go to hell. What happens to all the other ones? But anyway, make you feel guilty. He died for your sins. Now I'm using it by the Christian way. There's a little bit of guilt, but they add a little fear into it. And God will wrath you and do this to you and purge you and punish you and yada, yada, yada. Well, because it says all in the Bible about all the punishing and stuff. But see, if you really read the Bible, all the stuff that was created was they were creating their own karmic events. God laid out things in an infinite manner, and people just reap their own karma. It's already your action. And that's like, if you read in the Bible, it says about Pharaoh, when he said to Moses about, I'm going to go before the 10th plague happened, I'm going to go. He was so pissed off, enough is enough. I'm going to get those Hebrews. And he decided he was going to kill the firstborn of every Hebrew or Jew, because there weren't Jews at that time, called Jews, but Hebrews or Israelis. They were going to kill every firstborn. And what happened? It was just he created what was going to happen to him. It was karma. And that's basically what the Bible is showing you, karmic events. They're already in place because you've already done it to yourself for every action and reaction. But not to get off the tangent here, my point is fear is an illusion. And when someone tells you something fearful in the Bible, they're trying to trick you. And that's both within, whether it's in Judaic or Christian, and of course even in Islam, they do the same thing. Utilizing, like the bad or the negative, or this is going to happen to you. Anytime you hear that in organized religions or from a cleric, it's a magic trick. It's an illusion, because fear is an illusion. And you'll notice the same tactic, and you watch the same tactic. Same thing happens on, our government does it, with the warning, there's a terrorist alert, we better get all worried. There's this going to happen if we don't do this. What's going to happen when this happens? They place fear. In fact, really, uniquely, if there was a movie put out, and bring up Michael Moore, that showed a culture of fear, because the United States have developed a culture of fear, and part of that is the illusion that's been created upon itself. And he made a little cute cartoon how everybody's fearful of this, and we got to all get our guns. And he made a comment, it was real interesting, and it's really true. If you sit and watch the news, just casually watch it, whether it's CNN, or if you want to watch that crap on Fox News, or MSNBC, or BBC Radio, which is now, I think, totally asinine, because now they're legitimizing anti-Semitism, making some really protocol Zion crap, but I'm not going to get into that. But they all put out fearful things. You think that's on purpose? Not on purpose. It's basically consistently. Look out, count it many times. Just watch. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you'll see consistently how many things they will put out on the news to scare you. There's a fire. There was an earthquake over here. This person got killed. There's crime over here. It's so damn hot. You know how many people are going to die? It's so cold. They always put things out in fear because it's the old magic trick. It's to create an illusion. To create your thought patterns to feel fearful of things. Like I said, fear is an illusion. It's a trick. And you go, well, how can I change all that stuff? I mean, I know it's there. Well, once you recognize it's an illusion, you know, it's like once you find out the trick, you know, when you see a magician do a trick and you know how they do it, you're not all, I know that trick. That's what I'm trying to show you. That's what I'm trying to express to you. And then same things with the fears within ourselves. We all have, like, fears. And the fundamental thing to do when you see a fear that you have in this lifetime, one of the, you know, how to make yourself develop, to grow, to rise up your vibrations, is to walk through those fears, to face those fears. It's sometimes really scary because it's something different. Like, you know, people have, we all have, some people have fear of change, fear of growth, fear of success. Some people have fear of failure, the other way around. So they sit on the fence. Some people have fear of relationships, fear of situations, fear of expressing themselves, fear to talk in front of a crowd, fear to stand up to the government, fear to speak up in front of your clerics, fear to tell your friends. Why is those fears? Because an illusion. You have placed that manifestation upon yourself, and it is just that, a fear. So if we walk through those fears, you'll move, your vibrational level will grow. Your vibration will go up, increase. You'll be further up along your path of healing yourself, which is the only reason why you happen to be in this embodiment right now on this earth. There's fundamentally one specific reason more than anything else. It's not you to go and heal the planet only. It's not because, you know, when you die and you're gone, your spirit goes up. But part of your action is that do you want to heal things around you, because that's part of your imprint of you. That's part of your manifestation. But more important thing of ever, and it, you know, and people make books about it and make it real complex sometimes. They'll make big old TV shows, and here I'm on a radio talking an hour of it. But it's really, 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 really simple. It's all about your self-worth. It's all about your self-love. If you heal yourself and you learn to grow, your vibration moves up. That's the only reason why you are in this physical embodiment right now. I'm telling you. That's it. Period. Yeah, you have kids and future kids and embedded on grandkids. But part of your relationship is to heal yourself, which reflects to your children and their children, and they themselves heal themselves, vice versa. It's like almost like mutual. So when I, by the way, I say heal your soul and self-worth, guess what happens? When that happens, when you develop yourself, then naturally it's, you'll be reflecting that to all those around you and the situations around you and on this earth. So naturally it follows, you'll help the planet, help people around you, help yourself. As they say, if you don't help yourself, how can you help somebody else? So that is the most important thing. And some people go out and actually help other people, and I'm getting off tangent again. Damn it, Andy, here you go again. But it's like really important to heal yourself, like I said. So I think if you look in the frame of mind, what I'm trying to gather, frame of mind. Oh, God, that's the album by Denise Vasquez. You'll see that what I'm trying to say to you is very simple. You know, if you, and that's part of the guilt thing. That's where part of the fear thing, that impression. You know, like I said, we need to walk through those fears. You know, I'll give you an example. I mean, I even give you about me. I remember a long time ago, I worked on the farm. This is back when I lived in Israel. And part of the situation why I looked to want to work farm, because I was sort of like, to some extent, a little bit sort of shy. If you believe that now, probably wouldn't. Some people are like, you shy? Oh, God almighty. But I was a little bit, you know, and especially out in front of public things or new situations. And yet, and that's probably why I didn't want to get into so much of a selling thing, And I had that sort of fear of getting in that new situation, fear of selling, fear of that. And what I was doing was basically selling myself. You know, I remember there was an old book, and I can't remember the call right now. It dealt with selling and telling somebody, well, you tell everybody's a salesman. And the person goes, no, I can't sell anything. And now they're selling themselves that they can't sell. They're creating that idea in their own mind. They're creating basically their fear of selling. So they sold themselves their fear. See? And then, of course, I had to walk through that and face it. So basically, people need to, y'all need to just, you know, work out very simply to walk through your patterns of fear and recognize them. Because the first thing you got to recognize it and accept it. And then once you accept it and realize, well, God, you know, maybe you don't understand that you're afraid of something. Well, if you're not aware of it, how the hell can you know that it's there? So you have to come to terms with it and see for what it is. So once you see it and recognize it, then you can deal with it, and then you walk through it. And you go, well, how do I go about and deal with this fear? What do I do now? But once you recognize the fear, you walk through the situation of the fear, and there's different processes of it. If you recognize that it's an illusion, that it's just a manifestation that you've created, but sometimes it's hard to come to terms with. I know it may sound complex, but it really isn't. It's more simpler than the idea of it's really simple. The processes of it, it's not so much complex. It's having fortitude. You need to go step by step to go through it. And to everybody's at their own pace to go through that fear of that situation. So you need to walk through it. And walking through it can be depending on the circumstance. You know, let's say, I know some people go, well, I'm afraid to get into the water because there's a big ocean because there's a big shark that's going to bite me up. And I hate to tell a person to go in the water and go swim, and the next thing you know, a big old white shark like Jaws swallows her up. But it would face up to that was a fear. And when you recognize it, oh, I can go in the water and I'll just make sure there's no sharks. Okay. And it'll transfer, it'll almost like transform. You'll see, it's like, once you recognize, like I said, the magic trick, it'll be like magic. You're like, whoa, I was scared of that. And you'll see, like, a lot of older people, I'm heading up there, I'm right now 49. Anyway, not that that's old. But some people, when they get older, they either get stuck to those fears or they grow past those fears. And you'll see people who actually have gotten older and what they call wiser because they've learned from their fears. They go, yeah, I remember when I was like that. I used to be really shy. I used to be like this. I used to be that. And they've learned from it. They've grown from it. They walk through it. Or sometimes, you know, it's sort of funny way the universe, God in the universe works. It'll actually make it a lesson for you. To force you to walk through the fear. And what does that walk? It's like the heat. It's like the strip to show you the magic trick. It's like, you know, God and the universe is going to help you out and go let you go underneath. You know, it's like the illusionist. I remember there was a movie. It was called The Illusionist. And there's two, there are a bunch of magicians fighting each other. I think it's a movie. Losing this, I'm mixing them up. But it was one of those movies about two magicians who are like buddies, and they're all trying to find the tricks of the other. Well, that's sort of in the same way. You're going to find the trick behind the illusion of fear, and you'll see it because you go, "Oh, that's what it was. What the hell am I all scared about?" And it'll just like almost like magic, it'll be gone because once you know that it's some trick and it's an illusion. It's no longer there. It's like when you come to reality and see the fear patterns, the illusionary tricks, like, for example, Bush and the Republicans and the neocons, and I'm trying to get this just into politics, but you see the tactics behind those, and you realize the facade of all these tactics, you go, you know what, they're all full of bullshit, man. F you. I already know that trick. You ain't going to trick me. You know, and there's another thing. Some people, how do they say, old warriors are fear of that there will actually be peace because they have the fear of what they're going to do. The fear of change. What would, like now, I remember people I read the other day, people have fear of, you know, and by the way, all you all got to go and see the movie Sicko. Great movie. Deals with universal health care. Oh my God, socialized medicine. Another fear. God forbid. They use the commie word. That's a way of scare tactic, of placing fear. And you find out the truth. You look at the, all the dynamics behind all the stuff that's going within that, and you go, wait a second, they're just pulling bullshit fear, and I want to look at the facts and see what's behind everything, and then I know. Because it's a fear of change. It's like Americans right now are fear for all change that become the terms of their own healthcare system. So they allow people who have control, who have their intentions of an agenda of making a lot of money, they're putting fear upon them for change because it will cost them money. It's like the situation of energy, for example. We're still stuck on utilizing petroleum products to stick into our gas, into our cars, and people have a fear, a manifestation that has been ingrained into our society, again, an illusion, that there is no alternate methods that are cheaper or whatever. There are. But it's a fear of change, because the fear of changing might not be beneficial in their own pocket. And they won't want to grow from that, because they're worrying about losing their money. It's like I have, you know, losing their piece of the pie. There's a big fear ingrained, even people who have billions of dollars. People who own big companies. I mean, when Rockefeller owned Standard, he was scared as hell. Even Thomas Edison. I mean, he was fearful of his own situation. And I can't remember his name now. Anyway, there was a famous electronic magnetic, and probably you guys go, oh, I know who he is. I got to skip my mind. Anyway, that was a researcher and a scientist. And then when I get off now, I'll remember his name. Too bad I didn't write it down. I don't, like I said, I don't even put this stuff up right now as a guideline. It just comes out of me. But it's a he was fearful of this gentleman, of the scientist, of developing new stuff. So he started sabotaging some of his own projects. But there's a fear. All even people who have power have fear. They're fear of losing their power. Because they feel well like king. Kings are fearful. Presidents are fearful. Politicians are fearful. What do you think, like the Senate right now? You know what you think? Aren't they fearful that they might lose their control? They're really scared to one extent that they might lose their seat, therefore their power. So they put on a facade to put, you know, take care of some of the fears that people have. For example, the situation with the Iraq war, well, hell, we can get out there in a heartbeat, move out. People, oh my God, what's going to happen? There's going to be massive murder. By the way, this, you know, they're going to be killing each other. That's a fear, by the way, tactic. Trying to play you the illusion. Of course, we all know they'll possibly be killing each other, between each other. At least they won't be killing our soldiers. And I won't get into the politics out of that, and you can always check out my feeling. By the way, there was, I posted on there a taping of Keith Olbermann's great little talk yesterday on my blog site at andrew.myufo.com. But check it out. I mean, he just laid it how it is. That we have even a president who has a fear pattern, fear of his own situation, how he's going to place in history. He's created, he's, you know, it's so funny when people create fear, illusions of fear on other people, they are their own enemy. They create their own karma, because then guess what? They end up manifesting on themselves their own fear patterns. So they have this natural fear. And you'll notice that too. I mean, if you read and watch things on the political things as well as religious, you'll notice that fear pattern. You know, like even the Catholic Church. I mean, we're now with the new Pope that don't do this and don't do that, because if you do, God gonna put you in hell. You know, and he added a new list, and he creates a new fear. And of course, their fear of losing, you know, people in their part of their to be Catholics to come to their church, their peers. So they place another fear tactic. And it's like even the immigration issue, they're placing, there's a fear tactic with that too, over that policy, which I won't get much into, but there's a fear pattern placed upon that as well. What are we going to do with all the 12 million people? We can't just ship them out. Of course you can. But they place a fear pattern of fate dealing with it. So guess what? Nothing's dealt with it. It doesn't get resolved. Instead of coming in terms, set up some sort of compromise of what we need to really do. I mean, there's some things that are realistic, like setting up certain security things, and not saying that, not to be aware and watch out for possible terrorists, because there are people who want to kill and destroy and who are walking the dark side, like Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah. They really, you know, there's the vehemence of hate, and utilizing their own fear amongst themselves, they throw it and project it in a way of violence. And they aren't that far from the people who are like, you know, Ann Coulters or the Michelle Malkins or the Bill O'Reillys, who also place their own fears, or the Hannalys on Fox News, or the Rose, or George Bush, or Cheney. And then you have on the other side, you have extreme left people, and the reason I use left because I don't want to, but they also have utilized certain fear patterns. Because they bought into it as well. You know, instead of coming to terms and being more pragmatist in what was real, and trying to, they're outside trying to save things and letting, instead of allowing to some extent the person to learn to save themselves, and then go, you know what, you got to learn, you know, there's the door, and you walk through the door. And you can show that so many times, but if a person keeps on wanting to hit themselves on the wall, what are you going to do? Pull them through the door? You can't do everything for everybody. Sometimes there's choices and karmic events that happen that people make. And I've dealt with that issue before, and I don't want to get into it again. Because it's the same old, over and over, it's like watching the little mice go round and around about choices and karma and then going back and forth and responsibility. But if you ever want to check that out, you can... about choice and responsibility. It's on one of my past shows. I'll probably get into it in another show. But those issues are all dealt with fear and fear patterns. And everywhere you'll see a placement of fear and utilize, and which is basically the dark path, a dark path, a dark manifestation, a dark thought. It's created as an illusion, because that's all it is, an illusion. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I don't know if you're aware of it. I am one of those who do go out of body. I've been doing that consciously since back in 95, actually earlier. I think the first time consciously was back actually in 91. Sorry. But my old master, one of my old masters besides Janae Sinclair, was Elliot Atlas, who was a great mystic. And he happened to be Janae's husband. And I remember talking to him about how to go, when you go out of body, what are the first things you do? And you know what he told me? Go rent the movie Dreamscape. And I go, why do you need to see Dreamscape, a movie? I think it was with Randy Quaid or whatever. And then I went and saw it, and I understood, because when you go out of the body, and there are dark, and you know, by the way, you always bubble up and all that stuff, but there are dark, as well as dark people or entities who are following the dark path, and if you're showing any things toward of lightness, they will try to counter it. So, then I saw what the movie is about. Basically, when you go out, in the movie, the person, the evil dude or whatever, he would go into your dream and use your own fears, by the way, your own creations, your illusions, to scare the hell out of you, to give you a heart attack and die. And it was going to be a weapon. That was the theme of the movie, basically. And, of course, the guy counteracting through the guy who was doing it, who was creating these fears, his fears upon himself, which ended up killing him. Oh, I gave it away. But go rent the movie called Dreamscape. I don't remember the lead actor. I think it was Randy Quaid, not 100%. And you'll see, definitely, you just watch that, and you'll understand the whole idea of fear in one very nice novelistical way, which sometimes I like to do. That's why I like write novels instead of just laying out stuff, because it's more, you know, it's almost like Vonnegut and a lot of, and Hemingway and some of the authors, Upton Sinclair, put things in a novelistical way of ideas, you know, whether it's Herman Wolke or whatever, Camus, many others. But they putting things, you know, you can see what fear is. It's just an illusion, a creation of yourself and put back on you. And so then I realized that's the thing. So when you go out, guess what? Those fears that you have are used against towards you. And you really see it in the spiritual side, on the other side. And then you come to terms and you really see what it is. And we've all had fears, like I said. We all had our own karmic situations that we've had to walk through. Because basically, those manifestations of fears, we do carry from lifetime to lifetime. And we need to resolve those. That's what you try to, one of the aspects in your life besides helping develop your self-worth is actually walking through those fears. Because if you walk through those fears, you move up forward. Your vibration has increased fundamentally. So that's basically the nutshell. And I don't even have to write a book. I don't have to be just on fear. And I don't have to write 15, 16 things out of it or put 400 bulletins about something very simplistic. Because, a lot of the stuff, which I'll get into when I talk about Kabbalah, and there's like thick out books about stuff. And then from when I studied it, I came learning about a lot of things. And I realize most things now, I had even then, that things are made bigger than they really are. Some of it, I hate to tell you, is to sell more books so you can be on a, have a, so Dr. Phil can have his show, more self-help books. But everything really is pretty simple. It's actually, it's not, but people want a quick fix, like a little pill, and it ain't a quick fix. It's like working out. You got to consistently go to the gym to keep yourself losing weight. And watch what you eat, of course. But if you don't stay physically active, it doesn't matter what you eat, you're not going to help yourself. So sort of the same thing as spirituality. You have to consistently, you know, I'm not saying every day you need a vacation. You know, of course you have a vacation of doing it. You know, every day. Some people meditate. And being spiritual isn't kumbaya, that's all bullshit. That's just getting you into a frame of mind so they can get centered, so now they can go, guess what, now they're day-to-day, and they can be more centered. They don't have scattered brain, they don't get lose control. It's not to get kumbaya, because we all have, we're human, we feel, we have, our in our souls, we feel things. That's normal, natural. By the way, your emotions, which I don't want to get into now, but is your feelers and how you react to those feelers is a whole other process. And that's why I'm kind of trying to make these things very simple. That's why I talk about thoughts and things, and I got a very simplistic way there. I can get real detailed and get all quantum physics on everything, or get really into it and get into Taoism and Kabbalism and very detailed methods and frameworks. What's the point? When it's all very simple. You know, and that's my point. Things are very more simplistic than you think they are. It's just to deal with them, you have to be consistently doing them. You have to be the one word, And it's very true. You have to be persistent. You have to really be persistent in taking and trying to help yourself heal. Because it is work. It is work. It's like working out. And there's sweat that goes with it. It's like lifting weights. But guess what? Don't you feel afterward, you just worked out, you feel a lot better. You'll feel stronger. You feel healthier. And that's the whole point. I mean, if you get lazy, you'll just get fat and you just roll over and you die and you have a heart attack. Well, it's the same thing in your spiritual sense. If you don't work and to grow and try to heal yourself, you stay the same. You don't go nowhere, and then you wither and die spiritually. And what I mean, you know, spirit doesn't really die, but it basically your vibrations goes backwards. You know, and people have choices. You can choose to be a drone and not grow, but then you have karmic consequences when that out of that choice. And maybe that consequence that you want to stay the same and not to grow is fear you have placed upon yourself. Oh, I like doing just what I'm doing 9 to 5. Go home, drink my beer, smoke my bong, play those video games, go watch those videos, find out what chick I can screw next, or for a girl, hey, this guy, make him break, love him, whatever. You know, they put themselves. Everybody puts themselves out. Some, like, create some situation as a distraction than really ever really dealing with themselves because they have that fear. Even helping, some people even help other people, like I said earlier, just to out of fear of really dealing with themselves, of healing themselves, so they'll go out and heal everybody else. And then you find out, God, this person's really screwed up. And they're out helping, healing all these other people. But what do you think, why? Because they don't want to deal with themselves. And if you don't deal with yourself, it'll bite you in the butt. I know people I know personally that, and I told this individual that if you don't take care of it, guess what? And it did. You know, people have nervous breakdowns. You heard about that stuff. And part of that is because it's never really dealt with. It's that fear of dealing with it. And guess what? Eventually, karma sets in and, you know, the universe goes in, which is one last thing I will say, and I'll get into before my closing, is they have an old saying in Israel, and in the Hebrew they say, God makes a fool of those who make plans. Basically, he does. You try to plan something a lot of times, something goes, well, let's do a little Ouija on this person. And what it is a test to see how far presenting a fear, if you face a fear, basically. So, if you any of you have any questions or comments regarding what I had just spoken about, feel free to contact me. If you have MySpace, /Andrew Fetter. You can always contact me on my email address, flyingpigs@artlover.com. Send me a question. I'll be happy to facilitate some kind of answer. I'll try my best to get back with you. Also, to reiterate, I am having... check out my blog site, andrew.myufo.com. And if you can, come out August 4th through Psychic Eye at 6848 West Charleston. That's on the corner of, in that shopping center on the northwest side, on Charleston and Rainbow. And also get a healing if you come down to Vegas or have me in Vegas with Sun. And her number, again, if you got your pen or pencil handy or just pull it up on the archive, 702-401-4831. Or you can always check her contact at www.myspace.com/Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, with Sun, or contact directly on her email, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, with_Sun@yahoo.com. I believe she's doing it for $50. That's pretty cheap for a whole hour of getting a healing. And also, want to thank y'all for listening to my spiel here at When Pigs Fly. And I'm going to be closing out with a great song with Devil's Suitcase here. It's a song by Masonic Temple. And by the way, you can get their whole, I think it's still up. You can get their, they said they can get a whole free album for free, download all their songs. And you can get that at www.mp3.com.au/Masonic Temple. Yep, they're from Australia. And it's sort of gothic music, which is sort of cool because I feel it gets you feeling a little vampire-ish, if you want to know what I mean. But I want to thank everybody again. And with that, God bless you. And until next time, and again, God bless.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.